Carrying on as Mike would have wanted, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. We're here on the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Happy Sunday. We all lost an hour. Is everybody else feeling a little off today?
Yes, it is 9:05.
It is 9:05. If you're just waking up and you're, you know, we have all these electronics that automatically change. I always still get a little nervous that it's not going to change. But I have my faithful dog who never fails to wake me up, although she slept in this morning. So, you know, well, for her, it wasn't sleeping in. She let me have half of my hour anyway. Anyway, good morning. I think we had some rain. We had a little bit of rain, so that's nice. What was it, 30-some days? It's like the longest in recent history, or maybe in the history of recording it, that we haven't had any rain.
First time rainless February, I believe.
Yeah.
So March.
So we're happy. My plants were all happy, and I'm happy to see a little bit of moisture. Anyway, and it's always nice when it happens in the middle of the night, and then we wake up and everything's fresh and new. Anyway, we are going to talk about real estate today. Mark Basorti, North Coast Title Company.
Correct.
Is it North Coast? Yeah, did I say North Coast Title Company. And it's title and escrow company, but they all just are called title companies, but they do a lot in escrow and work. So we're going to talk about what the escrow process is in California. Is very different around the country, and even just in parts of California, things are different. What is title insurance? Kind of what can go wrong? Things that you need to look out for, and really important. We'll talk about wire fraud, which is a big issue. So
yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks
for coming in, because this is a topic that I get a lot of questions, and a lot of people, especially when I work with people that are coming from out of the area, because it's so different all over the country. And even, you know, Southern California, they have separate title and escrow companies. Here we do it all together.
It's all under one roof.
It's nice to do that. So anyway, so we're going to talk about what that whole process is, what it looks like when you get an offer accepted. Whether you're the buyer or seller, you start hearing about escrow, and a lot of people don't really understand what that escrow process is, what the title, the role of the title company and the escrow company, you know, what is the preliminary title report, and just all kinds of things having to do with title and escrow. So I think it'll be a really interesting topic today, and like I said, a lot of people ask me, you know, and don't really understand what the process. We just all hear the word escrow. You just go, oh, we're in escrow. It's like, well, what does that mean? So we're going to talk about that first. Before we do that, just briefly about the numbers and what's going on in real estate. We are sitting at about 749 active single family homes on the market. It's staying pretty steady. It's what it was, you know, I think it may be 10 more than it was, you know, last week. But they're selling as well, so that's good. You know, they are going into escrow. We had 72 condos actively on the market. Multifamily, 2 to 4 bedroom, not bedroom, 2 to 4 units. So if you're, you know, thinking about a duplex or a triplex or a fourplex, there are 25 available on the market right now in Sonoma County. Mobile homes, we're seeing a lot. I'm seeing a lot more mobile homes, I think, coming on the market. We're at 87 right now, as that kind of becomes a good option for a lower price. Again, with mobile homes, you have to remember that there is that park space rent, and it's often hard to get financing on that. It's also hard to get someone to do the title and escrow process.
This is true. This is very true.
Because it's very different. It's it's more like selling a vehicle, almost.
There's a registration process with the state of California that's entirely different.
And so that's a little tougher there. It's tougher to get a loan. So, but, you know, for some people, maybe selling a house, coming out with a couple $100,000 of equity, buying a mobile home is a good option. And so we're seeing that. I think I'm seeing a little bit more action in the mobile home market right now. Lots and land. I've been keeping an eye on the residential lots, 267 available. In Sonoma County, that's all of Sonoma County, and then the acreage, if it's an acreage lot, there are 69 available. So if you're looking for something on a large amount of acreage, and those don't necessarily, they're not necessarily buildable. So important to kind of look at that and make sure that, you know, what you can do with that property as far as putting in, you know, services, whether it's a well, septic, can you hook it up to utilities and all that. And then we've been keeping an eye on the fire lots, and really if I pull up the 95403-95404 zip code, that pretty much gives us, they're not all fire lots, but for the most part, without having to do a lot to filter through all that, for the most part, those are fire lots in Mark West, Coffee Park, Fountain Grove area, and that there's 126 currently available. And those are selling slowly too, and we're not seeing them, you know, flood the market like we were a little concerned that they might. So that's good. And then also the new home, a lot of new homes being built that are actually going on the market now. So we're seeing a lot of that as well. A lot of movement in those fire zones, and we're way ahead of schedule. The median price for for sale, active on the market, is $899. Medium sold is around $643, I believe. That's what the market's looking like right now. We're about 2.5 months of inventory, but that's across the board. That includes overpriced listings and the high-priced, you know, multi-million dollar, which typically sit longer on the market. So if you look at, you know, something that's priced well, and maybe under 500,000, those are selling really quickly, and we really have, you know, probably about a month's supply of those properties, and they really do go out pretty quick. Anyway, so that is the market. That's what we're looking at right now in Sonoma County. If you want any more specific information about what your property is worth, or if you're looking to buy a home and you're curious what's happening in the area that you're looking in, I am glad to give you a more personalized look at what's happening in that area or what the value of your home is. And you can contact me at 799-3617. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive into title and escrow with Mark Basorti, North Coast Title Company. So we'll be right back.
From ABC News, Alex Stone.
Large events and mass gatherings be postponed or be canceled. They're saying anybody at higher risk, and they're going anybody 50 plus that to avoid areas of mass gatherings.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO with Allison Norman every Sunday morning here from 9 to 10 a.m. You can always tune in, get live on the radio, but you can also go to KSRO.com. And I know a lot of people listen around the world because you can kind of access that anywhere, KSRO.com, and you can live stream, but then you can also pick up the podcasts that Joe is very good about posting right after the show. So if you miss any of this information, you want to go back and listen, you can do that. It'll be on the podcast at KSRO.com. You go to shows, and then there's a drop-down menu. Look for Ask the Expert and drop down there. you're going to find Allison Norman / real estate. Okay, so that's how you find us. That's if you miss some information, that's how that works. So we're going to dive in with Mark Basorti, North Coast Title Company. So tell us who, and welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Allison. It's great to be here.
It's great. You know, and this is a topic that I've been wanting to cover, you know, all year. And I've just, we kept saying, you want to come on? And then we'd both get busy, and then let's do it. So I think it's important because a lot of people, I mean, it is a very important part of the process. And, you know, it has to happen, really. I don't know if you can. I mean, I guess if you did a sale, you know.
It would have to be outside of obtaining title insurance.
Right. So no loan, just two people.
Yeah, just two people
transferring
on their own.
But anything else, you know, so let's just say any real estate transaction really is going to have an escrow process for the most part. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. And so you automatically hear escrow, and a lot of people just assume, you know, what that is, you know what I mean? But I get a lot of questions. So what does that actually mean when we're in escrow? So let's talk about that. What is the escrow company? What is the role of escrow in the transaction?
So the true role of the escrow company is you ratify your real estate contract, mm-hmm. and escrow starts the day it's ratified, and we are called to open escrow as it's claimed.
That everybody hears,
and you know, the buyers are told to write their earnest money deposit. That money gets deposited with us, and our role is, over the time frame of the contract, to obtain the preliminary title report, look at the matters that are in the report, mm-hmm. and see if there's anything that we need to clear up. Clear those items, get written demands from the banks, or if there's a lien affecting the property, or if there's a cloud on title, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Right.
We're working to clear those matters.
Okay.
So that it's all in line with when the closing disclosure is issued by the lender and we receive the loan documents, that we can draw our escrow instructions, our settlement statement, which is a complete breakdown of the dollars and cents of the transaction, mm-hmm. to make sure that the seller is receiving the sales price and we're paying off their liens, and the buyer's paying the sales price and identifies the amount of money that they need to bring in to close the transaction.
Right.
So everybody signs, the lender funds the loan, the buyer provides us with the money, and then we hand walk the grant deed that the seller has signed and deliver that to the recorder's office for recording. And all of this is done as under being impartial, meaning we can't just go ahead and close if there's a hang-up in the transaction.
Right.
If there's a disagreement between the buyer and the seller, we can't just arbitrarily act on what one party is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure that both sides agree to everything that we're doing.
Right. I think that's a really important point because I have that conversation a lot with my clients, you know, explaining, you know, escrow company, you know, you're a neutral third party.
Exactly.
You can't do anything without written instructions.
Correct.
And if there's any change in those, you know, it has to be agreed by everybody. And so a lot of people are a little worried that, well, they're going to do this or they're going to close and we're not ready. But you can't really by the nature of what you are.
Correct. We cannot, title and escrow companies in California are licensed by the California Department of Insurance, so we have guidelines that we follow in California to and ensure that we act. And that's our role, is to make sure that everything is agreed upon and that the money is being dispersed where it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And that the transaction is recording with clear title, meaning the buyer actually owns the property and any matters that were affecting the seller are all taken care of, so that there aren't any skeletons in the closet that
right.
come back.
So somebody can't come knocking on your door, you know, in two years saying, hey, this was my house.
This was my house. That
Who
happened.
Sold it to you? They didn't have the right to do that, you know. And so
I've seen that happen when I worked in San Mateo County.
Really?
Where a renter posed as the owner and sold the property. And then the actual owner lived out of state, came to inspect the house, and
it was sold.
And it had been sold.
Right.
That was the impact of title insurance was we had a fraudulent seller.
Right.
and the title policy kicked in at that point.
Well, that's good. So that, and that's why, so a title policy, so there's two separate things. There's the escrow process and the escrow company that handles that neutral third party and all that. And the closing and the transaction between all the parties. And then there's the title company part of it, or the
correct.
Title.
There's the title part.
Yeah.
Everybody receives it's called the preliminary title report.
Okay.
And we have a team of title officers in our office that search the history of the property and the public records through the county recorder's office. Every document that's been recorded is primarily looked at to make sure that the ownership has transferred properly, that there mm-hmm. isn't a skeleton owner that had been ignored, and that we identify any and all lien matters being something that was agreed upon, like a bank loan,
right,
or something that wasn't necessarily agreed upon, something that the owner agreed to that was a result of a lawsuit,
right,
or failure to pay an IRS lien,
yeah,
or
maybe didn't agree
lien.
To it, but it was slapped
it was
on
there.
The part, yeah.
Likewise, what's always important, especially with our homeowners that live outside the city limits, is there's always a close look at access easements. Do they have the right to access their property? And or any public utility or drainage easements, you know, any easements affecting the property. So,
and that's on that, and those show up as exceptions.
Those will show up as exceptions, meaning somebody else has the right to access your property.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also provide a color-coded map that will clearly identify where those liens are located on the property.
Right, and those are typically like utility easements, or maybe a neighbor has an easement to
use
part of your property.
Yes, a neighbor would if you have an overlapping series of lots.
Mm-hmm.
Like an example might be off of Fulton Road or Stony Point Road, where there's two lots stacked on each other,
mm-hmm.
and the party in back has to drive over the first party's property.
Right.
So there has to be an access easement established.
Yeah, and that all shows, and I think that's an important note. I'm glad you brought that up. The color-coded map.
Right.
And it used to be that we had to ask for that. And now I think most title companies are providing that. And I know North Coast Title, you do automatically.
Correct.
But it's really important if you don't see that, say, can I have, you know, a color-coded easement map? Because it really does, you know, I'm a very visual person. So for me, looking at that rather than looking at some, you know, lot description of, you know, 200 degrees
exactly.
south, northeast
exactly.
corner around the tree and, you know.
Right, right. And we do plot those out, and there are computer programs now where you can enter the coordinates
and
it will actually plot it, and you can compare that
that's cool.
what the
yeah.
actual parcel map
And I've done that
like.
Where I've had to call the, you know, the escrow company, and then they connect me with a title officer who is the one that handles all that. But they will actually draw it up, and because if there's a question and somebody wants to know if that's correct.
Correct. That's right.
You know, it's helpful to have that. So
it definitely
that's
is.
Good to know.
And the other nice part with technology, at least from the title and escrow side, is with the preliminary title reports, all of the exceptions are hyperlinked now. So it'll have that blue link that the parties to the transaction
right.
can click on, and they'll actually receive a copy of the actual
recorded
document.
Yeah,
so you can actually take a look at it and see exactly what it says.
Right. And we always, I know at Keller Williams, in all of my transactions, it's required that the buyer sign all of those
exceptions.
You know, we'll print up all the exceptions. And you're right, we used to have to ask for them. And now they're automatically on there, which is nice. Technology is our friend.
It's definitely reduced the reams of paper that we had to store, because we'd always print those exceptions out, and now it's all electronic.
Yeah, so we can do it, and then we'll electronically, my transaction coordinator loads all that in with the documents, and they want just the buyer to acknowledge that they saw that and they're aware of it.
Sure.
And that's for our protection.
Exactly.
And theirs,
exactly.
You know, and the sellers, that the buyer can't come back and say, well, I didn't know about that. And it's like, well, you know,
right.
you did.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand the importance of looking at the preliminary title report and looking at those exceptions, especially.
It is important. You know, the main area, as I said, that really comes up are location of easements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember one situation where we had issued the preliminary report. All parties signed off on it. We went into great detail as to where everything was located, and the party went to go install a swimming pool. and there was a water line, and came back, you didn't reflect this, and sure enough, it was on the preliminary report, it was on the map. And it's just important, it's really important to know where those locations
are. Yeah, and I think that's why that color-coded map is so important. Well, that's good. So a lot of times what I will do, I work with a lot of sellers who are a trust. The owner passed away or is incapacitated, not able to sell. So we don't have a lot of information on the property and who the legal owner is. Is it the trust? Is there a successor trustee and all of that? So often I will open like what you call a pre-list.
Correct.
So what are some other, is that typically the reason you see somebody, an agent opening a pre-list escrow?
It's typically to establish ownership, to make sure that we're addressing those matters if a party has passed. There are some situations where, again, from the easement situation, we have a rural property and we want to make sure that the access easements are established and spelled out. And it's a nice package of documentation. When we were in our short sale market, it was important and necessary because the short sale lender wanted to see, you know, the impact or the lien matters that were affecting the property. Just ensuring that everything, there aren't any skeletons and there isn't anything that was going to come out.
Exactly. So, and I think knowing that ahead of time as a listing agent or the seller of a property, having that information ahead of time rather than having it, you know, mess everything up halfway through the transaction. You get a buyer in there, you open escrow, you start the whole process. Same reason that it's good to get upfront inspections as well. I think it's important to open that, get an upfront prelim. A preliminary title report.
Preliminary title report, yes.
Which you'll hear us all say prelim.
Our lingo is prelim.
Yeah, it's a prelim.
Preliminary title report.
And yeah, and so I think it is important. So it's just taking that further step to make sure there are no, like you said, skeletons in the closet or no red flags or nothing that's going to get in the way. And suddenly maybe you find out there's a different seller or another seller.
Or another
seller. Who is this, the ex-wife that still is on title?
Somebody that's still on title. The other one that we try to look out for are IRS liens. Because the IRS, if there's a lien with the IRS, it doesn't necessarily... The IRS... Each to their own time frame.
They do. And those are hard to clear.
It's not like a bank where we can now enter the loan number on the phone, and as we're hanging up the phone, the statement is being emailed to us.
Yeah.
The IRS takes weeks, and they have a list of requirements that they need. And it's just, it's good to know, because if we get down the road in the process, and as I'm sure, Allison, as you see, sometimes we have very tight time frame transactions, and then we find out that we have an IRS lien, it can stall that process.
Yeah, and I've had that happen.
A good way to help clear those things up is also in the report is the statement of identity, and that's an important exception where the seller fills out information.
Yeah, and so that our sellers will get something in the mail, will get an email, and it's all, I got this packet of stuff, what is this? But you're looking to make sure that they are who they say they are.
Exactly.
And if there's like John Smith, you want to know that it's, you know,
anything affecting
the correct John
Smith. It's the correct John Smith, right.
And all of that. So a lot of stuff goes into that. We'll talk more. We're going to talk about much more about the escrow process, title, wire fraud, which is a big one. We'll talk when we get back. But we are going to go to news. I'm here with Mark Bisordi, North Coast Title Company. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and we'll be right back after the news.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The cruise ship that was being held off the coast of Northern California with passengers tested positive for novel coronavirus to disembark in Oakland tomorrow will be taken to quarantine facilities. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson asked on ABC's This Week how the Trump administration's task force on the coronavirus will assist the passengers of the Grand Princess.
The Vice President met with the CEOs of the major cruise ship companies yesterday, And they are coming up with a plan within 72 hours of that meeting.
The ship's docking tomorrow.
The plan will be in place by that time.
Meanwhile, in New York, a state of emergency as Governor Andrew Cuomo announces at least 105 cases in that state. A big endorsement from former presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
I have decided that I am, with great enthusiasm, going to endorse Joe Biden for president of the United States.
Harris says she believes that Biden can unify the Democratic Party. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Cloudy and overcast today, high of 59, 54 along the coast, and cloudy skies tonight, low 43, 44 on the shores. Tomorrow, some clouds in the morning, but otherwise, afternoon is sunny at 66, 60 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a few clouds going up to 71 degrees. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning, we're back. Welcome to the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on KSRO, and you can find us at KSRO.com as well, and you can find the podcast at KSRO.com, all kinds of ways to tune in and listen back. We're talking today with Mark Bisardi, North Coast Title Company, and welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. Allison. It's great to be
Thanks
here.
Thanks for coming in. A lot of good information about what the escrow process is, and then we're going to get into kind of what the importance of title insurance, the different types of policies, and holding title, and how, you know, different options. And we won't get too deep into that, but it's really something you need to start thinking about right off the bat when you're buying a house, is how you're going to hold title. So first off, Mark, why don't you just kind of give a brief information about who is North Coast Title. I know you're really the only around here local title company.
We are. We opened in October of 2009, and last fall we celebrated our 10-year anniversary. Awesome. As a title company. It was really exciting. You know, the company opened their doors with four associates, and we have 15 people now. Nice. We grew into a larger space, and we're located at 421 East Street in downtown Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. And we just really felt it was important. You know, our culture is providing great service, but also producing the preliminary title report here in Sonoma County. We have a team of escrow officers, Steve Herman, who's our chief title officer. He's the title guru that you want to call if you ever have any title questions.
Right.
I heard him share secretly that he's almost been in the industry 50 years coming up this summer.
So he has the answers.
He has seen a lot of properties change hands and change use multiple times over the course of his career.
Wow.
So, you know, being able to produce that product and doing it on a local level is really important to us. And, you know, as part of being local, more of our dollars go back into the local community, and we like to reinvest in Sonoma County. So it's really important to us.
Yeah, well, I like that. Anything local. one thing, and I'm sure that you do, is because you're local, we do work with a lot of people around the country. I'm sure you have mobile notaries that can go, you know, so just because you're local doesn't mean somebody in New York City that needs to close escrow
probably
here.
You
can have the loan documents and all that signed anywhere.
With the mobile notary services that are available, we can process the transactions at our hub in Santa Rosa and have a notary service go to the person's house or place of work.
Right, wherever
they're located and have the transaction handled or have the documents signed and then they get sent back to us to process.
And I think that's important to know because I know a lot of times people will want to use an escrow company where they live.
Of course.
But you don't have to because, like we said, technology is there and there is an actual physical person that can take everything to that person wherever they live.
Exactly. It just makes it easier on the customer.
Good.
That's really what's important.
Yeah, and I like the idea of local. So we have a lot of good title and escrow companies here in Sonoma County, but it's nice to have that local option.
Thanks.
As well.
So. We like
and
to
congrats
think so.
On your 10 years. That, you know, for any business, that's a tough one. And I think when North Coast Title opened,
It was in the heat of the Great Recession.
Right, and everyone went, what the heck are you doing?
The industry, I think, had gone from 9 title companies to 4. And then North Coast became the 5th.
Yeah.
So people were scratching their heads, but we like to prove people wrong
the staying power
and work
was
hard
there.
And make it happen for people.
Yeah. Well, I think that says something for as a company.
Sure.
North Coast Title that you'd made it one made it through. That's what I have that claim to fame as well. I came into real estate in 2006. You know?
Okay.
And so okay. I have the staying power.
That's all power. You know.
So it's like I know to make it through that kind of a market. I think it is a claim to fame. So. Or a claim to something.
To something.
Resilience.
It's our resiliency, I like to think.
Anyway, so I'm glad you're here, and glad you're here today to kind of explain this title and escrow process. So we covered what escrow is, a neutral third party that handles kind of everything. But wrapped up into that, and what I think is, I don't know if it's unique to Northern California, but I know in Southern California, they're separate title and escrow companies.
Right.
Here, Northern California.
It's all under one roof.
It's all, and then let's not even talk about, you know, so I have a client right now that just closed an escrow in New York. And not only is it like a, you know, 90-day process to close, it also, they don't have escrow company. The attorneys handled everything.
Right.
I asked her for the escrow number because we did a contingency sale. She's buying here and selling there. And we had to, you know, I said, well, I need the escrow number. I need to know where the funds are, you know. And she said, there isn't one. It's the attorney that holds all that, you know. So a very different process. So people come from the other areas.
Yes, you know. And they scratch their heads going, well, the last time I sat down with I was the seller in the transaction. I sat down with the buyer and we exchanged funds and exchanged the keys, similar to what you might see on some of the TV shows.
Yes.
That does happen on the East Coast. And
we hear that a lot here.
Yeah.
It's why, you know, do I ever get to meet the buyer, seller?
Yeah, why, where's the other party and where are my keys?
And they sit down to sign and... That's only, you know, that's like a week before, a few days before.
On,
you know, because you package everything up and then send it to the lender.
To get the lender's money and then to get the buyer's money.
Yeah,
and
that
then
whole
we
process. It's
take
very
it
different.
To record.
Yeah, so before all that, the title, what, you know, so what is the different types of title insurance? I know there's one the lender requires, but then there's also one the homeowner can have.
Right. So what you have to look at in the closing process is there's the three main fees that a client's going to be charged for. Mm-hmm. First one is the escrow fee for the escrow process. And then when there's a loan transaction, there's two title policies. There's the lender's policy, and that's based on the loan amount. And it's securing the lender to ensure that they have, we call it clear lien rights, that if for some reason a payment wasn't made, they have the first right to take the property back.
Okay.
There aren't any underlying owners or liens affecting.
Okay.
So they're going to pay that fee. And then there's the owner's policy. And the owner's policy is ensuring the owner that they have clear title to the property.
Right. And that they're not going to get that knock on the door.
They're not going to get that knock
saying,
on the door.
Hey, this is my
exactly.
house.
And, you know, in California, or at least in Northern California, it's unique that we issue the lender policy at a concurrent rate. So rather than charging a full fee for the lender's policy and a full fee for the lender policy, for the owner policy, excuse me. We charge for the owner policy, and then it's a percentage cost based on the loan amount for the lender fee. So there is a benefit to that.
Right, to doing both.
To doing both at the same time. Okay. We do have transactions where a party's not going to hold the property for a long period of time, and they'll issue what's called a title insurance binder, where they pay 110% of the premium, and if they sell the property within 2 years or transfer ownership within 2 years, the transaction comes back to our company, and we refund that seller at that time 90% of that premium. Because it's not a long-term transaction. So we've seen that with a lot of properties where people are going in and doing work and turning around and, as we call it in the industry, flipping the property.
So there's a special binder for that.
There's a special binder for that.
Something else I've seen, and I don't know if you can talk about this, is if somebody wants to put a property into their trust and they're getting a loan, I know the lender can't loan money to a trust.
Correct.
So it has to be closing in their name. And then what I've seen is where it's kind of simultaneously or right after. Then you record the transfer of ownership.
Right. Client can always come back right after we close and transfer
and then
the property
put it into
the trust.
Okay. And so that's... It's a pretty easy process.
It's a very easy process.
It's not like a whole other escrow. So
No, not at all.
Changing ownership. Okay, so I guess that's a good lead in for holding title and how to hold title. And there are four or five different.
There's a lot of different ways. Joint tenancy is a very common way. It's where two parties that aren't married, in some instances could be married, are holding title.
Yeah.
Community property with the right of survivorship is another way.
And that's typically a married couple.
The right of survivorship part is put into play, which will mean that the ownership can be transferred upon death, and it's not subject to a probate in order to do so.
Right.
Joint tenancy works the same way. Community property by itself would require a probate to transfer the ownership.
Yeah.
Living trusts, after the transaction closes, does happen. And then in some instances, like we have an exchange that we completed where it's going into an LLC, limited liability corporation.
Oh, right. Okay.
And tenancy in common a lot of times will work where there's multiple owners, where they each spell out their ownership interest. So you have three people that own the property, and each has 33 1/3%
right, and
interest.
Then that's where they could sell off.
They could sell their portion, but it establishes it as tenants in common.
Yeah,
that they have the right to they own their piece.
Right,
based
right.
on the percentage interest.
So, and usually at the beginning of the escrow process, that question comes up. And so I just usually tell people, these are the different ways. And then look into it. And escrow, I think you typically won't advise. You'll more kind of,
we'll share
the different ways.
Yeah, we'll share what the different ways are.
As far as legally advising.
Legally, we're not going to advise because each has a set consequence. In probate and in taxes.
Right. Important to do the research.
It's important for the buyer to do that research to know what's going to impact them. Right. Our website at northcoasttitlecompany.com, we do have a resource section that talks about common ways of holding title.
Oh, good.
If somebody's ever interested, they can always pull that up and take a look at it.
That's
to
good.
Answer it.
Okay. Northcoasttitle.com?
Northcoasttitlecompany.com.
Oh, company.com.
Yes.
Okay.
That's our domain. That was the domain available.
Yeah.
Northcoasttitlecompany.com. Well,
there you go.
It's very simple to change. If you take title as joint tenants and decide, I want to be community property with the right of survivorship. It's very easy.
To change, okay.
It's easy to talk to us.
Good, okay. Well, good. So we'll take a little break. And when we come back, let's talk about the very important topic of wire fraud. And the role of the escrow company and how all of that can be avoided and some scary stories out there. Anyway, this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll chat some more with Mark Basorti, North Coast Title Company. Be right back.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here on KSRO every Sunday morning. Thanks for joining me. And I'm here with Mark Basorti, North Coast Title Company. And we're talking all about title insurance and the escrow process. And thanks for coming in and giving us all this good information.
Thanks, Allison. It's great to be here.
It's like it's an interesting topic, and it's something as us, you know, in the industry, we just, you know, we're going to open escrow. This is what we're doing, and especially, you know, first time buyers or for even a first time seller, they know the term, but they really don't know what it means, you know. So, I think it's a good topic to cover, and one of the most important. Well, first, let me just say we had a call. As we were going to break from Betty, and Betty had a question about she's having difficulty getting property insurance on a property because of the fire, and is wondering if that's going to affect the title insurance policy. And basically, the answer is they're completely different.
They're completely separate. Obviously, if there's a loan involved in the transaction, the lender's going to need...
They're going to want the insurance.
They're going to want the hazard insurance affecting the property.
But not being able to get property insurance will not affect you being able to get a title insurance policy. It shouldn't.
There may be specific language we put into our instructions clarifying that point.
Okay. They're all very case by case.
They're case by case. Sometimes, like in our all cash transactions, the insurance is handled outside of the escrow process. Mm-hmm. The buyer is obtaining it on their own.
Right.
That way.
Okay.
So
the title insurance?
Hazard insurance.
Oh, right.
Hazard insurance is on. That's what we're issuing.
Right.
But the other would be handled outside.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Well, good. So yeah, completely different. If you have a more specific question, we can cover that off air. You're welcome to give me a call, 799-3617. And I want to make sure that we have time, and so I don't want to take any calls at this point. So I apologize for that. But let's dive in. This is a really important topic. I talked about, we did a shark alert actually a couple of weeks ago. There was a story of a couple who, I think in San Diego, maybe down south, I don't know if you read about it, Mark, sent off close to $800,000 as their funds to close on a transaction and didn't check in for a couple of days when they noticed a discrepancy in the number of what they were supposed to pay and what was taken out of their account. And I don't know what, I think that was just an error, but it caused them to call the title company and their escrow company and say, hey, there's a difference in numbers here. And they said, wait a minute, we didn't receive a wire from you. And they said, well, we sent it. And they sent it to a fake account.
Right.
Because they had gotten an email saying, here's your wire instructions. And their money is gone. And it's a horrible, scary story that happens all too often. So how we really, I think, rely on the escrow company because wire has become such an easy way to send money.
It has.
And, you know, and especially if it's the funds to close, which is the balance of, you know, you've put your deposits in.
We're talking about large sums of money, yes.
And, and you know, a cashier's check, you need, what, like a day? Does it take a day to clear?
It takes a day to clear.
Yeah, and a personal check, you can't even do that at the end because it's like 10 days.
It's 10 days, yeah.
So a wire is the most convenient, most effective way to send money, but also the most dangerous. So what are some things that you do as an escrow company to protect that?
So we've... in because of the large amount of wire fraud that's going on and the email phishing and so forth, we will hand deliver the wire instructions, we'll mail the wire instructions, we'll overnight the wire instructions to the person, but we won't email or fax our wire instructions or provide them over the phone. It's just necessary because there have been so many instances of email phishing where somebody, you know, they have, and it seems to be affecting those accounts with, don't mind me saying, the domains, Gmail, Yahoo, and so forth, that are really easy to hack into. And the phishers are sitting there looking at these, checking certain email accounts and seeing if there's transaction discussions going on.
Yeah.
And then making, pretending to be that party and sending false settlement statements and false wire instructions. Redirecting.
So it looks like it's coming
It's coming from the title company. Yeah. It could look like it's coming from the lender. It could look like it's coming from the real estate agent saying, hey, here are the new wire instructions from
which,
X,
for the
XYZ.
Record, I will never ever send you wire instructions.
Exactly. And if you were to receive those instructions via email, you don't want to call the phone number that's on the email itself.
Exactly.
You want to look up the phone number for your agent or use the phone number that you know for them or the phone number for the title company and call them to confirm that.
Yeah.
Likewise, when you're going to the bank to set that wire up, have the bank person call the title company and verify the instructions. Not necessarily, again, with the phone number
right, that's on the email
on
because
the email,
that could be a fake email.
Because it could be a fake email. It could look like it's coming from a credible person, but that information's been changed.
Yeah.
There was one transaction locally, if you don't mind me sharing, where the buyer was knew the party in the transaction really well that he was working with, and received a new settlement statement, a new set of instructions, and didn't question it because assumed it to be credible.
Yeah.
And did just as you were saying, wired that money off. And it was about the same amount. And the nice thing, we had a happy ending, or the person had a happy ending in this situation, that the bank and the FBI jumped in immediately. And they were able to recoup half of the money before it reached China. And it was announced at one of the local meetings that we were now 6 or 7 weeks later that hand in hand, the bank and the FBI were able to recoup the balance of the funds.
Oh my gosh.
So the buyer was made whole.
That's
and
doesn't happen that,
it does not happen. It does not happen. So it's really important to question those instructions. Especially if they're coming via email or via fax. It's just not something that we can rely on. And, you know, in some situations it becomes, people get upset because we won't share it that way, but
you're protecting them.
We're protecting them. We're protecting their funds. We want to ensure that we can keep them whole and transfer the transaction like it should be happening.
Yeah, and that's good. And I think it's important that we all do that. And there are some escrow and title companies here that will email it. Sometimes they're encrypted emails. And they should, I think they always are. But I always say, you know, I don't care if it's encrypted. I don't care how safe it looks. Call and confirm.
Exactly.
And like you said, don't call that number on the email. Look
it up.
Look it
up.
call or go in and say, I need the wire instructions, or I got wire instructions, are these correct, and verify. And then not just the first time, because in this case, you know, a lot of times at the end of the transaction, you've already wired other monies.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
And so if you ever get new wire instructions that...
Always question it.
Yeah.
Always question it.
Because they don't change. So every single time. And if you're in a place where you can walk in and you know, stand there and you know you're in the right place,
exactly.
Say, are these the wire instructions? It's a really good way
and
to
just
go.
have your bank do the same thing when they're
right.
when they're setting
that
wire
up. And then track it, because these people in San Diego didn't. It was a couple of days and they just assumed their funds had arrived. And so always track it. It shouldn't take more than a day for your funds to
Yeah, if you set your wire up in the morning at the bank, we should see it by mid-afternoon.
Right, so I'd be,
the same
day. Saying, did you get my wire?
Exactly.
Did you get my
exactly.
wire?
Exactly. You always want to pick up the phone and just let, let your title company know or your escrow officer know that I've sent the wire. Be on the lookout for it. This is the amount that I've sent. Could you please call me when you receive it just
right.
to ensure
it's
that
really
it has arrived?
And one reason for that, like you said, the local person is they caught it early.
Exactly.
And I know a few years ago when I was a California Association of Realtors director, one of the meetings that we went to, there was an FBI guy that was there that was part of the FBI task force for internet fraud, and wire fraud was a big hot topic of that.
Right.
And that was his, he said, time, speed, you know, it has to be, if they're going to catch that money before it's dispersed,
exactly.
where they can't get to it, it has to happen immediately.
We have all the telecompanies have a checklist of process to follow as to everybody that we're supposed to contact if that unfortunate situation does arise, both on the local level, state level, and national level, i.e. FBI.
Yeah.
Fortunately, FBI gets involved when it's larger dollar amounts.
Right.
But we act as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
We haven't had any happen. So
that's the key.
Yes.
And I think, you know, as all of us involved in the process, and, you know, including the real estate agents, it's really important to, and I know even the lenders, you know, we all remind our clients, you know,
reaffirm that practice.
Really careful.
We're not trying to be difficult. We're just trying
exactly.
to, again, protect things.
We're protecting you. We're
protecting
looking out
you.
for your own benefit so that you don't get hurt. And that's our jobs. So we're talking to Mark Bisorti, North Coast Title Company. And here locally in Sonoma County, you're in Santa Rosa. Well, our only local title company.
Our only local title company,
yeah.
Yes.
Are you part of the Go Local?
We are.
Yeah.
I forgot to wear my button this morning. We have our own Escrow Local button.
Escrow Local.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. So just a great group of people. And I think, you know, we kind of covered everything. The main thing, let's mention a cloud of title, because we only have a couple of minutes, but if there is a cloud on the title, what does that mean? Because that's a term that people hear, and we can't close escrow because there's a cloud on the title. And, you know,
it's typically an exception that'll show up in the preliminary report.
Mm-hmm.
That cloud can be something that has to be resolved before the ownership interest can transfer.
Okay.
So again, it could be as simple as a judgment, a past lawsuit,
mm-hmm.
where we have to get a demand. It could be as detailed as a rural property that's never changed ownership, and the original owner has passed, and there are multiple people on title,
mm-hmm.
and now it's tracking down all of those people.
Mm.
Or you have multiple heirs involved, and not all of them will agree on the transfer.
Yeah.
So it's getting all of that information and making sure that cloud, that item that can create the storm of not being able to transfer ownership
doesn't happen. So it is definitely an important process, the escrow process, and title insurance being a big part of that. And it kind of has to happen during, you know, any real estate transaction, pretty much.
It does.
We appreciate you, and you guys, you all work very hard. All the title companies here in town work very hard, and we realtors appreciate you.
Thank you.
And Mark, thanks
so
much for coming in and explaining the whole process to everybody. Mark Bisorti, North Coast Title Company here in Santa Rosa. I'll put the information and phone number on the podcast.
Perfect.
KSRO.com. This has been Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Gotta run. Have a great Sunday. See you next week.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Princess cruise ship with more than 20 people on board testing